Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, we're going to change gears and talk about how to get you motivated. So today, I am going to share my 10 steps to get you fired up. I believe that you're not born with motivation. You develop motivation. Motivation is like a muscle that you have to work out every single day. Well, okay, if you have one day off, you can go back at it the following day. But it's important to keep it going. Everyone is motivated by different things, some by a title, status, a career, or money, others by social recognition and Instagram followers. Nothing wrong with any of this. Just be honest about what motivates you and always go back to it when your motivation starts running low. And since you ask, here are my top 10 ideas to help you kickstart your motivation every single day, so you can make it happen. Number one, choose the area you want to motivate yourself: work, fitness, family, or lifestyle. Put together a mood board. Go through magazines, books, online articles, and cut out everything that speaks to you, as small or as crazy and unattainable as it may be now. Complete your board, sit quietly, and imagine you have everything on that board. How does that make you feel? Look at your board when you start your day to get yourself motivated, or as often as you need to make you refocus. Number two, write a list of three things that you are most proud of and how they made you feel at the time. It could be getting your dream job at your dream company, or getting a deal that you were working on for a while, or reaching a personal goal. Think about the details and how they made you feel, how you called your loved ones, how you celebrated. Bring those positive feelings to the fore and let them motivate you and give you the energy to work for your next goal. Number three. Write a list of your three failures. Examine the circumstances of why they happened. What did you learn from them? What was the number one lesson you learned? And be honest. Now think about taking a new risk and ask yourself, what will be the worst that can happen, and whether you can apply one of those past lessons for a better result. Number four, keep a stack of positive messages. Every time I get a thank you note or an email from someone saying they love my products, or they were inspired by my speech or my book and how it impacted their life, I put it in a folder. When I have a bad day, I go back to the folder and remind myself of how I am appreciated, and those positive feelings get me back on track. Number five, find a role model. Research people that do the job or things that you love. Follow them on social media. Find articles about them. Read biographies. Listen to podcasts of successful people that you can relate to. These are people that you admire and feel good hearing about. So keep a close eye on them. And when you have a challenging day, go back to your research and think, how would this person deal with my challenge? Number six, attend conferences, trade shows, and talks. You will get inspired and you will also find out about new trends in your industry. But not just that, a speaker may even be from a different industry and background. but something they say can resonate with you and give you a new outlook and motivation for a fresh start. When you hear speakers talk about their own challenges, and believe me, everyone has challenges in this world, you will realize that you are not alone. Also, being away from your office and home and in a different setup, out of your comfort zone, very important, with new people can give you the motivation to go back to work with a new sense of purpose. Number 7, take action. Don't wait for the perfect moment or perfect execution before you take action. It's easier to take that first step, assess your performance, go back, and do it better next time. Don't wait until everything is perfect, as it may be too late. Number 8, be consistent. Motivation is better if you keep your work consistent and do what you need to do daily. Some days you will do it with more effort and passion, and other days it will just be a schlep. It's harder to keep the motivation going when you stop taking action. Keep it going even if you don't feel like it. It will pay off. Number 9. When you are feeling down or not making as much progress as you wanted, go back a year or 2 years. See where you were at the time. If you compare yourself to how it all looked when you started, most likely you will appreciate the progress that you've made and feel good about yourself. And you'll feel confident. Confidence is the best way to get your motivation back. And number 10, remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Go back to the why is important to help you get back on track. So these were my top 10 steps to get yourself motivated and fired up. If you like this episode, check out my book, How to Make It Happen, Turning Failure into Success. And see you next time.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.